And welcome back to The Zing. Last time we talked about Tucumcari Bioenergy and what it hopes to do. Today we'll be talking about carbon neutral to carbon negative with Bob. Get ready to have a listen and have your mind educated. All right, here's Bob.
Okay, the planet is struggling, you might say planet, and the human civilization is coming up against a problem, and that is the planet is warming. And it's due to essentially greenhouse gases increasing in our atmosphere, particularly things like carbon dioxide. Next on the list is methane. And methane is emitted, a large portion of it is actually from agricultural operations. So the idea is we're thinking about how to essentially go to renewable energy systems, and there's a big concern that those renewable energy systems will not be stable enough. But the idea is that we actually can capture greenhouse gases from agricultural operations and from animals and plant waste material that would have turned into greenhouse gas if you did nothing about it. And particularly for some of the industrial operations, they produce a large amount of greenhouse gases. So the idea is if we can capture those and use them, we end up with effectively negative greenhouse gas emissions. I mean, the saying that this greenhouse gas budget, some of these were being emitted and historically were being emitted, but now we can actually reduce them. I mean, we can capture the carbon dioxide from decomposing animal manure, and we can sequester it. Crazy details. We're near a big old carbon dioxide pipeline system, and some of those gases can be put back and down the ground, deep underground, in old wells. We have this in our area. It just happens to be that's a usual feature. We are near some of the you might say, the big oil deposits in the world. And those oils, when their wells are spent, let's put the carbon dioxide into those wells and sequester it. So these are some of the unusual ideas, but if you have effectively captured that greenhouse gas and you can utilize it and reduce the total amount of greenhouse, we'll call that a negative greenhouse gas emission. So think about that. And I think we're coming up on ideas of what to do with that.
So traditionally, we've been hearing a lot of carbon neutral, cap and trade.
We have in the United States, and I think Europe also has systems in which they say, well, can we have a cap and trade or a compensation system for greenhouse gas emissions? Saying that if we've got a polluter, like an airline's company says, I want to fly my planes, but they run on kerosene and produce a large amount of carbon dioxide. Can I have someone else out there being in the business of removing greenhouse gases? And some of the likely possibilities, the simplest obvious one is to say, well, let's just capture the carbon dioxide and stuff it in the ground or stuff it in the very deep ocean deposits where it's not going to come up for more than 10,000 years, just say, can we actually take it out? Other schemes are, let's return it into the soil. Turns out we've actually lost a lot of organic material from the ground in our sort of new kinds of farming, which we use plowing and we flip the soil over. Well, that actually exposes the ground and the soil to oxygen, which causes bacteria to be able to break down the organic material, and then it turns carbon dioxide and it's emitted. So plowed fields represent a way of essentially venting the organic deposits through the ground. So we have stripped a lot of our soils in the United States of its organic content. And they say, well, we could actually return it. We can make organic fertilizers that can go as liquids and solids, you put on the ground when you need it, and they go down to the ground.
And where would you produce or make these organic solids?
Oh, our anaerobic digester plant would be breaking down mainly cattle manure for our case, but a lot of organic material. You can even include food waste and things like that, that it breaks down with bacteria. It leaves very tiny particles of organic material. And those small particles, dead bacteria bodies and things like that, can be in a liquid fertilizer and go through an irrigation system and be put on agricultural fields. It penetrates into the soil and is deposited. Now the plants can use it, but some of it will stay there. As long as you don't plow that field up, it's going to stay in the ground. And so that's one way to sequester. We have an unusual feature. We're near the carbon dioxide system or well system. We have some huge deposits of natural carbon dioxide in the area, but that means we can supply carbon dioxide into the pipeline, which then goes to an oil field, and you can have that carbon dioxide put into essentially old wells and just pumped down in the ground and left underground. So we can actually check that box and say we'll sequester carbon dioxide. The other obvious thing is we'll capture methane emissions that are coming from animals and their waste products and saying we'll capture it before it's emitted. There's also an unusual feature. You can feed cattle now additives, essentially food additives. They're usually very beneficial to the cow that actually reduce the gas emissions from the cow. Right now, a lot of the methane emissions that comes from the soil of ruminating animals like cattle and deer is from the breakdown of cellulose. It's slow. The animal doesn't get a lot of energy from the breakdown of cellulose. A simple thing would be don't feed the animals high cellulose diets. There are ways to feed them low, you know, essentially crops you can grow that don't have a lot of cellulose in them. So put them on a low fiber diet so they don't have this sort of side effect of their digestion. Another one is they've discovered an enzyme from a red algae that lives in the Pacific that could actually dramatically reduce the methane emissions from cattle. And there's a lot of research going on to sort of say, how can we produce this in the largest, most economical quantity without, again, impacting the environment to grow a bunch of seaweed, that you could then reduce the emissions from the cattle and make them happy cows. And it would actually save the cellulose for the anaerobic digesters, so we would eventually capture it, digest it, process it, so it doesn't just break down out in the wild, you might say, and turn into carbon dioxide and methane.
Now, by ruminating, you meant?
Ruminating. Ruminating, cattle have multiple stomachs, and they move material between their stomachs, and it's called ruminating. And they're the ruminators. I don't know all the definition of the word exactly, but the idea is ruminating we always associate with thinking a lot. Well, you think the cows sit around and they think. They're ruminating, means they are digesting. And we think about ruminating, it means we're thinking about it and we're digesting new information.
Essentially, there's been a myth, not myth, a thought that most of the methane emissions from cows are from their, well, there's no easy other way to say it, but their farts. And eventually, ruminating is actually more, not just their farts, but also their burps.
Yes. Yeah, it turns out when they do that, they can burp, and they burp out their mouth, which it's kind of funny, but you know, when you think of where all this methane's coming from, well, they're just burping away. So we'll help them reduce their burps, and it might make them actually more comfortable not to burp so much. I don't know. I'm not a cow.
So, in summary of this episode of Carbon Neutral to Carbon Negative, we have the ability to not only go carbon neutral, but to carbon negative through the capturing and sequestration and burn-off
of methane. Essentially utilize it and use it in engines, transportation systems, or heating of our buildings.
All right. As well as cows not only fart, but they also burp. So if we can help them with red algae and other situations, there will be much more comfy cows, and we will have less methane production.
That's right. And we'll probably start push back on the problem of greenhouse gas emissions and actually make the farmers more productive and profitable.
And this has been Bob and Bob with The Zing from Tucumcari Bioenergy. If you have any questions for Bob, just drop us a line at Facebook at Tucumcari Bioenergy, or check out our website at TucumcariBioenergy.com, and or leave us a voice message on the Anchor app. Thank you very much.